In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Time to unload a few of the things that really grind my gears.
Gordon Wittenmeyer.
I want to talk about these Cubs and what they're doing.
Now the most absurd thing of all is that somebody wants to try to shove this down our throats that this is somehow not a rebuild because we don't even know how rebuilds are defined. Well, you strip down the roster of most of its all-star players and you're rebuilding.
Perpetually annoyed.
A lot of other things grind my gears too, like the DH, unbalanced schedules, tanking, one-game playoff series.
Gordon Wittmeyer with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Now get off my lawn.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. How about that one, Gordon? That's got to take you back.
Blast from the past.
There you go. What a lot of fun.
I can't believe you guys still have that.
We didn't even update it. Gordon Wittmeyer joins us now.
It still applies.
On the Aturo Tire Hotline, Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. So I'm just out of curiosity, let's start with Terry Francona. How have you ruined his year?
How much does he cringe when you walk into the office?
Well, I'm working on it. I mean, it took me about a year and 3 months with the first manager I covered there. I'm working on this one. He's great. I don't know how much you've dealt with him over the years, but he's terrific to deal with. I piss him off sometimes, with the question here and there, because he doesn't like answering some questions publicly, and so that's fine. But we get along well. He's just a great person.
He is. I can remember during the pandemic, Mully, yes, we were doing our show, and we were struggling for guests and people, yes, coming on. He came on, and spent
Tito,
a half an hour
there for us. With him. We just talked to him. I mean, just so such a nice person, good man.
Oh, yeah. He allowed me to go to his home before the season started to do a big feature on him, and he was just great. We went off the record and just talked about baseball and people we knew in common in the game, as you can guess who some of those might be, and we just had a great conversation.
So how good are the Reds, Gordon? Because they're one game under 500. The expectations are Terry Francona comes and gets the most out of that young talent. We all have heard about the young talent in Cincinnati for a while now. How good is this team?
Yeah, I think Francona is kind of realizing just what he got into right now. Look, they got good players. Ellie De La Cruz is one of the most exciting talents in the game, and he's still getting better. They're doing a couple things with him at the plate, so you're not seeing quite the power as you saw, but you're not seeing quite the strikeouts as you saw either the last couple of years. So he's still growing. They don't have any of these great young players as maybe they would have advertised a couple of years ago. And they don't have great gloves across the board. They have some pretty good ones. They do have pitching, and they have starting pitching in particular. That's where their talent and their strength is. That's where they'll win this thing if they win this thing. That said, they got to beat the Cubs because the Cubs are hitting better than anybody in baseball. The Cubs have played all the great teams in the National League, and here they are with 30 wins. I think one of four teams are with 30 wins and in first place, and they banked the toughest part of their schedule. So even though they don't have Steele and even though Imanaga's out right now, they've gotten the job done to this point, and it's theirs to lose. The Reds are not a team built to catch up. They can pitch. Again, they can pitch, but we just saw that. They allowed five runs games to the Pirates in the last series and lost the series.
Wow.
That's the kind of team they've got. They've lost 4-1-0 games this year. That's the kind of team they've got. You know, I just heard, you know, the update on the tush push. Every time they score a run, it looks like a tush push.
Oh, that's funny.
So that's the problem.
Yeah, I was just looking at some of the numbers. De La Cruz, McClain, Steer, they're all kind of under what you would expect them to do. It doesn't look like anybody's really, out hitting anyone else. And according to Tankathon, you're right. I was just looking at this a minute ago. The Cubs have the easiest schedule remaining for the rest of the season. I mean, they really have played a lot of tough games.
Yeah, no doubt. And the key for the Reds, if they're going to be the team that challenges the Cubs, is that Matt McClain has to come around. For his first 3 months in the big leagues 2 years ago, he was their best player. He was their best hitter and their best fielder. He's probably their best shortstop, even though they got Ellie De La Cruz playing over there. So that said, he's been one of their worst hitters this year, and he got dropped to the nine hole. He was expected, coming off of an injury last year, to be an addition to the lineup this year, and he hasn't been. If he can be that, say, over the second half of the season, they could get a lot better pretty fast.
So, Gordon, your old buddy Jed Hoyer, obviously entering the final year of his contract and has responded in a way that I think Cub fans should be encouraged by. You look at Kyle Tucker, he's having a very good start. You look at some of the player development issues that were questions at the beginning of the season, getting some answers quickly from PCA, and Matt Shaw is now back and starting to play better. You look at Miguel Amaya, you know who they are. Just wonder what your perception is of the Cubs and that sense of urgency that I think they brought into this season, Jed's contract year.
Well, I think Jed certainly brought urgency into the season with the resources he was given. I mean, look, how many times have we talked about this? Those guys cut payroll. How can you come off of last year and be in this position, cut payroll? But they did. Okay, so they did. And Hoyer's front office has done probably as well as you could have with that. I would have gone out and tried to get more pitching, particularly in the bullpen. But getting Kyle Tucker, he's the best player in the division right now. He looked like he was going to be the best player in the division when they acquired him, and all he's done is deliver. So it's been huge, obviously, for that lineup. It might be the reason they win the division and get to the playoffs at the end of the day. But when you talk about player development, I tell you what, we just talked about young players for the Reds, and they got so much attention for that with Ellie De La Cruz at the top of the list. PCA is as good of a young player kind of in that class as in those two teams combined. So what he's doing is, it's just way more than would be fair to expect, obviously. I've heard people talk about, well, is he in the early MVP conversation? Well, why not? I mean, he's certainly in an all-star conversation, and you go from there, and he's playing for the best team in his division. So if he keeps this up, you talk about player development. And they get him for Javi Baez, who, by the way, is having a good year this year too, surprisingly.
Yeah.
But the big thing to me is what they've done so far with Cade Horton. Can he keep that up? This sort of progression that he's made, and then what's his workload going to look like over the course of the year, because if he can do more or less what he's done so far and just be part of that rotation, that could be a key to holding the whole thing together because of what happened to Steele and now Imanaga went well into June, supposedly.
Do the Reds, every time I turn around, they're the, like one of the few teams that still have an interest in Luis Robert Jr.? Has that waned? Is there any chance that they would still be interested?
The laughter says a lot.
I know you're trying to get rid of that guy.
Yeah. Looking for a buyer.
You're trying to get rid of that guy are the reasons nobody wants it.
Exactly.
So, yeah. There was interest. There was real interest. How serious? It's hard to say because the money was so big. Initially, the money was the big thing, and then I think they got some of the money sorted out in talks over the winter. But then maybe they wanted too much in player capital. Now you're at a point where the guy just doesn't have the value for what his contract is, and right now, as we sit here and talk about the Cincinnati Reds, I think the interest would be close to zero, if not less than zero.
Wow. So that is unlikely to change because we have a long time before the trade deadline. Can you envision that changing? Would Robert have to get on an extended hot streak, or is this just a financial bridge too far to cross?
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Well, if they want him to take the whole freight on the money, it's probably a financial bridge too much to cross. So if I'm the Cincinnati Reds, and I've said that, I think ownership, and I go to the small market team and I'm ripping ownership there too. Because they stripped down their roster to a point where, you know, with their revenue sharing and even with their smaller local revenues, they're so far below everybody else that they were in position with this group and the pitchers that they had to go out and maybe get one significant bat. And they didn't even try. They barely kept the payroll what it was last year. And to me, that's kind of egregious. You got to get Terry Francona. You're signaling to the world that you're trying to win.
Right.
Plan to win. You got Hunter Green at the front of that rotation who just turned a corner and became an all-star last year, and some guys around him in that rotation. You're ready to win. Go get a bat. Go get a bat with a glove. I said they should have got Bregman. I said once he became a one-year proposition, go get him. Who cares if you spend $40 million for a year or 40 per year for two? Who cares? You're sitting at 110 at that point. So go do it. Now you fill the position you need. You got a gold glove. You got a bat in a ballpark that's a hitter's ballpark. I mean, he would have put up the numbers and walked anyway. So it would have worked for him. They didn't do it. I think if they're going to spend the money going forward, go get the hometown boy, Kyle Schwarber.
Wow.
Yeah. He'll be available next year,
He'll
right?
be expensive next year.
So the Cubs have Matthew Boyd, Colin Ray on Saturday, and then Ben Brown on Sunday. This is a big series for Cincinnati, just because if you don't get something done here, it's 5.5 now. You could kind of put it out of reach in a way, as crazy as that sounds in May.
No question. And the Reds buried themselves in May last year. They had a miserable May, and that was the end of it. If they get swept in this series, yeah, I mean, again, they're not built to chase at this point, to play catch up. And I think that's why you're seeing they got their three best pitchers going in this series. Hunter Green's coming off the IL just in time to open the series Friday. This is a huge series for the Reds. They have to at least make noise. They have to at least win the series. For the Cubs, it's a curiosity. Well, what do the Reds have? How good is their pitching? I guess we'll go find out. And if the Cubs get swept, we learned something. We'll go on from here. As far as the Reds are concerned, they need this series. This is as big as it gets for a team like that in May.
Who's your comp for Hunter Green, and how much fun is he to cover?
Oh my God, he's a easy 100-mile-an-hour guy with a slider, and if he only throws those two pitches and he has them working, he can do what he did to the Cubs a couple of years ago and throw six no-hit innings. He's got that kind of stuff, and he like I said, he learned at the big leagues. He's still only 24 years old, I think, 24, 25. And he turned a corner last year. He compares to the best pitchers in the game right now. I mean, really, before he had this groin injury, he had three scoreless in Atlanta, went to warm up in the fourth and walked off the mound because it was a mild groin strain, but he felt the strain in there. So until then, you were looking at a guy that was coming off the All-Star season, starting this season the way he was, maybe thinking if he keeps this up for 30 starts, he could be in the Cy Young conversation. That's the kind of pitcher he is. Is he the best in the game? He's got a chance to be. It's just a matter of what, you know, how many times he answers the bell and whether he can keep this up.
I'm curious, Gordon, I don't know how many of these teams you've seen, but what does the division look like to you?
It looks like a team that can just hit the snot out of the ball and kind of everybody else muddling around with rosters that have potentially fatal flaws. The Brewers, I thought, would be better because they always find a way to patch together enough pitching. But I think they finally hit a point of diminishing returns to a degree. I don't know that they can get that done. I don't think they're going to go completely away. The Pirates aren't even trying. I mean, you got Paul Skenes, and before you knew he was hurt, Jared Jones. What are you doing over there? I don't know. The Reds, they're trying. They went out and got who I think is the best manager in baseball, and they got some talent. They certainly have some pitching, but they can't hit. They don't have elite gloves. And the Cardinals, hell, the Cardinals weren't even trying coming in. They admitted it out loud. You know, we're going to get rid of this guy. We're going to get rid of that guy. We're not going to backfill. We're going to go young, and here they are in second place. I don't think that can sustain. So, I mean, if the Cubs don't win this division, it's their own damn fault.
Did you see those rumors about, or the conversation surrounding the Pirates and why they should consider trading Paul Skenes now at the height of his value?
So stupid.
That's the dumbest thing
I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. He's got 4.5 years of club control. If you're not keeping one of the best young arms in the game with 4.5 years of club control, then you need to fold the franchise. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. What are we doing here? If that's the conversation, that's like, okay, well then the Reds should go trade Ellie De La Cruz. He's got 4 years left too. Now that's absurd. What are you doing? That takes this whole notion of tanking to this level that, again, should be disqualifying for a professional team in any sport. And if you're there, really, sell the team, move the team, whatever it takes. And the commissioner needs to get directly involved in that. And if I wouldn't be surprised if there's been conversations with that organization. I heard that there was a report that the Pirates, according to union sources, I think the Pirates are one of the more profitable teams in baseball. I was told the same thing about the Reds, and that all has to do with revenue sharing and then not turning around and spending it. It's not about making more money than anybody else. It's about how much you put in your pocket. And if you're getting other teams to pay your freight and you're not putting players on the field, then you need to be disciplined. You need to be run out of the damn league. So it's the most absurd thing. If they even engage in talks, they ought to be disqualified. And I'll throw one more thing in there. And I've said this before, and I talked to Pete Rose about it too last year. He gets banned for baseball for life because he gambled on the game. The same rule that led to his permanent ineligibility, which we all know got lifted last week, includes a clause in there that says anybody employed by any ball club is basically has to try to win every game. And then I can't remember the exact phraseology of it, but that's essentially the rule. That means any GM or executive who tanks is subject to permanent ineligibility.
Wow. You
would have banned Theo in 2013.
Well,
brought Theo up to Pete Rose. I said, based on that, should Theo Epstein be banned for life if you are? He said, well, if that's the rule.
Did the White Sox come up in that conversation in any way?
I don't know if sheer ineptitude is necessarily disqualifying by rule.
Great stuff, Gordon.
Great stuff, Gordon.
Good catching up.
Thank you, buddy. Great chatting with you.
All right, guys. Take care.
That is Gordon Whitmire.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.